Yud Yud Shin is the big secret of the evening. Yayin Shechar. It's Rosh Tevot for what we know as schnapps. It's Rosh Tevot for whiskey, basically. It's things that are not wine. And the question is very simple. Friday night, if you don't have wine, what's the halacha?
Friday night?
No wine. What do you do? You make kiddush on bread.
Right.
On hamotzi. So instead of saying, Borek Piagefen, you make hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. Shabbos morning, on the other hand, and Avdolah, and almost every other place in Halacha, pardon me, where we need to use a cup of wine, the Halacha is that if you don't have wine, what do you use instead? If you look in the top of the source sheet, it says in Shulchan Aruch Resh Beitet Sif Bet, Kom Shein Yain Matzui Havei Shechar V'Shar Mashkin, Chutz Min Hayayin Mayim, Cheimar Medina Mekachim Alav. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you don't have wine, on Shabbos morning, Havdalah, Bris Milah, etc., you can use anything but water that is considered either sheikhar, which is beer, and chemar medina. The big question that we have to deal with this evening is, indeed, first of all, what happens when there is yayin matzui? We'll get to that in a moment. But more importantly, what is this chemar medina? The halacha is, if you don't have wine, you can use chemar medina. The question of the evening is, what's chemar medina? I found, and I'm sure there's more, three definitions in halacha. The first is the Shulchan Aruch Harav, written by our famous
Alter Rebbe,
Rav Shneur Zalman from Ladi. He says, "Chema min nidina, dahaynu sherov anshei hamakom darkam likvo alehem su'udatam." In other words, it's so chashuv that people actually use it as part of their meal. V'chol ze v'mashkim chashuvim keshechar v'chayotze bo. These are important drinks like beer and other things like beer. But mashkim gruim, כמו מה שקוראים במדינות האלו קאבס או בורשט, אין להם חשיבות יותר ממים ואין מרווחים עליהם ברכת המזון. לפי שאינו נקרא חמר מדינה, מה שיש לו חשיבות באותו מדינה, כי אין חשיבות יין בכל המדינות. In other words, in order to use חמר מדינה, according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the definition is something that is so חשוב that ultimately it's part of the meal. At a meal, you serve it as part of the meal, namely not water, not borscht, which is like, a soft drink. It has to be something more chashuv than a soft drink, about as chashuv as wine is. So if you look at a typical table in a catering event, Beit is catered, you have their water on the table, you have wine on the table, and then you have other drinks on the table. Would you put those drinks as substitutes for water or substitutes for wine? In other words, are they chashuv enough that they would be put in the cupboard with the wine, or are they not as chashuv that they'd be put in the cupboard with the water?
It's also like what you're drinking it for thirst or...
No, that's a second definition. That definition is a second definition, and that is the Igros Moshe. So the first one basically says, is it chashuv enough that it's part of the meal? That's the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The question, of course, would be soft drinks. Where would you put them? Is that like a substitute for water, or is that more on the side of wine? Comes along the Igros Moshe in the middle and says that he talks about soda, as he says explicitly, be divar hamishka ocha minei soda. It's interesting because in New York you call soda Coca-Cola and orange soda and Sprite. Outside of New York, they don't call it soda. There's different names for it. In Canada, it's called pop. Mm-hmm. Within pop, you have Coca-Cola and whatnot. Soda is considered what we call mei soda in Hebrew, namely a seltzer. But he lived in New York, the Igros Moshe, so soda is soda. So what would you do about soda? So says the Igros Moshe, Mishlem Ginshe Chemar Medina, says the Igros Moshe, something very, very amazing. And listen to this. V'chashivut mashkehu she'en eshtiyah mi'chamat she'tzuchim lahem le'tzam'am, ela shotim otam af belo tzorech gufam. So what does the Igros Moshe say? You don't drink it because you're thirsty. You drink it as a sort of a important beverage. When you're thirsty, you drink water. When you're not thirsty, but you want to drink instead of eating, you take Chemar Medina. That's basically the Hagdara of Igros Moshe. Okay? And therefore he says, why can you use wine and liquor and beer? She'en shum adam shote yayin v'yash v'shechar l'tzam'o. These are not things that you drink when you're thirsty. When you're thirsty, hey, I'm dying of thirst, you don't take a bottle of whiskey. What you take is a bottle of water or a bottle of soda. So the Igros Moshe would say, you have a catering event. The wine's over here, the water's over here. Maybe the orange juice will be put with the water, because people do drink orange juice if they're thirsty. Perhaps, he would say, that would be the din with the soft drinks. But whiskey and liquor and beer. Those are with the wine. No one's going to drink it when they're thirsty. Opposite. He doesn't say this, but I know for a fact. Whiskey and wine dehydrate. They don't hydrate. So the truth is that they would be put in that category. So interesting machlokas here. Shulchan Aruch would say soft drink sort of in the middle. You serve them at an important meal. Maybe they're part of an important meal, but we're not sure. And the other Anigas Moshe would definitely say, according to his Hagdara, if you drink those soft drinks because you're thirsty, then they're not Chimar Medina. Chimar Medina has to be Chashav more than something that you drink when you're thirsty.
But that doesn't switch.
Okay. What?
It doesn't change.
What do you mean?
Either one way or the other.
Right.
You can't say, now I'm thirsty, I want to drink this. No.
Right. What you usually drink when you're thirsty. Ben Le'igros Moshe, Ben Le'Shulchan Aruch Harav, there's no question that our whiskey is in, because whiskey is definitely not something you drink when you're thirsty,
right. And
whiskey is more chashuv than borscht, namely soft drinks. However, if you look at the third part of this chart, you'll see something amazing. Have you ever heard of the book Shari Rachamim? Shari Rachamim is the various hanhagos of the Gra and his Talmud Muvhak, the Rav Chaim Mivolozhin, the one who founded the Volozhin and Yeshiva in 1802. In this book, he asks a very interesting question. The question is like this: Sha'alti im l'kadesh al yash b'shabbat b'shacharit. Can I use whiskey for kiddush and Shabbat b'shacharit? Va'amar li. What did he say? She'ino mashke. It is not a drink. I saw these words and I said, what do you mean it's not a drink? Then he says, V'yotetov v'kadesh al shechar. So the Shulchan Aruch earlier says shechar is definitely in. He talked about shar mashkin. We don't know what those are. They have to be chemar medina. The Shulchan Aruch Arav said what he said. The Rigos Moshe said what he said. Comes along the Gra, or the Chaim Mivolozhin, and says, it's not a drink. It's not a drink. It's not a drink. Explains Rav Herschel Schechter in his book Be'ikve Atzom. When you say drink versus food, it's not that this is liquidy and this is a solid. That's not the definition in halacha. What's the definition in halacha? Ela kol shehu beverages tsheomed leravot bo tzimano dino kemashke vechol sheino omed lekach dino keochel. What does the Rav Herschel Schechter understand in Rav Chaim Mivolozhin? What did Rav Chaim Mivolozhin mean when he said it's no mashke? It's not a drink. What did he basically say? It's not a drink. It's soup.
Right.
It's soup. So basically, because it's soup, it's not a mashke. So it's out of the ball game. Soup is considered a food, even though it's liquidy, and therefore, you can't make kiddush on it. That's a very interesting point of view. We all thought that whiskey is always in. Comes along a chassidish gadol from, it's called the Gaon from Klotchikov. The Gaon from Klotchikov was a great Gaon. After World War I, Klotchikov was basically disseminated, so he was taken to be Rosh Yeshivat Chachmei Lublin, the big yeshiva in the Hasidic world, the Rav Chaim, Rav Meir Chaim Shapira, the famous founder of the Daf Yomi, founded. He took this guy, Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frumer, the Klotchikov Gaon, to be the Rosh Yeshiva. Guess what he says? Exactly the same thing that Rav Chaim Mivolozhin said. So you have a Lithuanian and a Hasidic Gadol saying the same thing. It's only one difference. If you look at his words here, what is he saying here? Something interesting. He's talking about the shear you need for whiskey. He says, whiskey we all use. We're Hasidim. We all use whiskey for Kiddush. And what's the shear? You don't need a shear of Revius, Rov Revius. We'll get to that later. Because Yashu mei perot veino mizayin mashkin rak hu mitapuchei adama misorino mishar perot vaafilu yesh bo me'ad mayim azlinam batar rov. In other words, how does he consider yash? How does he consider whiskey? Like mei perot? Well, very interesting. If it's mei perot, he says at the end there, in the name of the Kamana Ragon, that ultimately, that you don't need a shear. Lo chashiv mashke v'asu lekadesh alav. V'al ken kevamto shenimshach rubo me'ochlin kigo metabuchei adama v'chadome. It's made out of potatoes, or it's made out of other things that become alcohol. It's basically a food. And therefore, you don't need the shear of revius, which is a shear by mashkaot.
Yeah, you still make kiddush on it.
But you can still make kiddush on it. Comes Rav Shechter and says, I don't understand. If it's food, how can you make kiddush on it?
Yeah.
So basically, what's interesting to me is that the Klotchikov Gaon is trying to explain how come you can use a little shot glass.
Right.
And he says because it's basically like food. But he doesn't address the main question. Forget about the shear. It's a food, it's not a drink. Anyway, the first reason why I would not use whiskey for Shabbos morning Kiddush is because we don't know if it's a food or a drink. There's no question that the Rova Poskim, we have brought you Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Igros Moshe, they say it is. That's not an issue. But you do have a Rav Chaim Yevoloshin, and you do have a Chassidish Agon, let's say basically it's food. Now, this in and of itself wouldn't bother me because, as I said, Rov HaPoskim say whiskey is indeed Chemar Medina. Either because you don't drink it when you're thirsty, or because it's Chashuv, whatever you want to say. Putting these aside, that it's a food and not a drink, I would say if this would be the end of the shir, you can use your whiskey Shabbos morning. But if you turn the page, there's two other issues we have to deal with tonight about whiskey that basically puts the whiskey into a very, very problematic category to use for Kiddush on Shabbos morning. The second issue is, what do you use lechatchila? So you have on the table wine, you have whiskey. What do you use? If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Ayin Bet, he talks about a lot of things that have to do with wine. Yain migito mekachim alav. You can use your own homemade wine. Ve'esochet adam eshkosha anavim v'emer lakidush shalom. You can take grapes, you can squeeze them, and you can make Kiddush on them. Shabbos. What do we call that? Not on Shabbos, God forbid.
Okay.
That's an Isidore Reiser called Tzchita. No, we're talking about before Shabbos. Right. What are we talking about here? Grape juice! Very grape juice. So grape juice is definitely chatchila. Mekachim al yayin lavan v'arabban poslo. Avam avdilin alav v'nalam kusva rishona. Yayin tzimuki mekachim alav v'shesh belach luchid k'sat. Mekachim al yayin mevusha. This is against the Rambam, like the Tosfos, that you can use yayin mevusha, which we call sweet wine. Yayin shesh bel dvash. Typical sweet wine. That's the Rambam Hagar v'Aminhag v'Kadesh alav. So the Shulchan Aruch from Simon Bet through Simon Chet all talks about wine, a lot of wine. Finally, you come to Seif Tet. What does it say in Seif Tet? Middle of the chart. B'makom she'in yain matzoi. Yesh omim she'mekachim al shechar u'meshehar meshkin chutz min amayim. So what's Shulchan Aruch paskin?
You can use it.
You should use wine.
Yeah, right.
And wine is good. All wines are good. Sweet wine, mevusha, this wine, raisin wine, grape juice. Wine is what we love, wine. And then, if you don't have wine, you can use your Chimar Medina. There's a Shulchan Aruch there that says, Yesh Omrim Shein Mekachim, and some say, you can't even use this for Kiddush at all. So first of all, there's a Shulchan Aruch that says, perhaps you're not allowed to use anything but wine. But even if you want to be liberal, how liberal is the Shulchan Aruch? Let's define the extent of the liberalism of our Shulchan Aruch. When can you use whiskey? Assuming whiskey is Chemar Medina.
Only after the other options aren't available.
When you don't have wine. We don't have wine. The Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Magen Avraham and in the name of the Taz say basically the same thing. Just to read it to you. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the same Magen Avraham. Dehainu she'en yain matzu b'chol ha'ir b'shana zo. It's not that you don't have wine at home. There's no wine by your neighbor either. V'yikashti yatanu m'sheichar v'shar mashkin. And indeed, in that place, most people drink beer and other things. V'im yesham yayin elo shehu b'yoker mikre matzui. And even if this wine is very expensive, like in Chutz Laaretz, many places, kosher wine is very expensive, that's not considered that you don't have wine. That's considered you have wine. When is the only time the Magen Avraham is willing to say you don't have wine? When is the definition of a time in which we can consider it as a play time that you don't have wine? When the only wine that you have is... Stam Yeinam. When it's Stam Yeinam, made by a guy, then, and only then, is it considered not Matsui. But it's too expensive, tough nugs, drink a little bit. All you need is a Rov Revi'it, usually. Well, not for Avdullah, we'll get to that later. But ultimately, that's what he says. So very, very machmir, you need to have wine. If there's no wine, then you go to the other things. Based on the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham, there's absolutely, unequivocally, no way in this day and age in Israel that we can go to our whiskey for Kiddush. Now, you can drink whiskey during the meal, you can drink whiskey during the Kiddush itself, but you can't use it for Kiddush because you should use wine for Kiddush. By the way, incidentally, I didn't point out before, if whiskey is not a beverage, but it is a food, what's the bracha? If it's Chimar Medina, maybe it's Shahako. But comes along the Gemara in Maseches Brachos and says, if you take a fruit and you make it better than it is, then you make a better bracha. What's a typical example? You take a grape. The bracha is Berei Priya Eitz. Gantza grape, Shivat Aminim, you make a Alag Eitzva Priya Eitz afterwards, but it's still a grape. If you squeeze it and you make it into wine, what's the bracha? So the Gemara asks why. What does the Gemara answer? Because you made it better. So you take wheat, or you take barley, which are garnished, and from that you make it into whiskey. So from, I don't know, costing a shekel, it costs $50 a bottle. What's the bracha? What's the bracha? That's based on our machlok, as we saw earlier. Is it right, a beverage or not? That's another reason why perhaps you shouldn't use whiskey for wine for Kiddush on Shabbos morning. What bracha do you make on it? It's better to make a Borei Pri Hagafen, and then you make a mezainas on your cookie, then you're covered, because bima nafshach. If it's a beverage, it's covered by the Borei Pri Hagafen. That's Poter Kol HaMashkim. And if it's a mezainas, you made a mezainas on whatever you want, then you drink your shot glass of whiskey. Then you're covered. You've solved the issue. Now, Hamor Va'olam makes a shahakol on it, and they don't think of this. But I'm just saying, if it's already you want to be a little bit of a knocker, then ultimately, not only is the question, is it a beverage or a food? Well, nafgamina is, what's the bracha I make? Anyway, make a long story short, the Taz comes along and says as follows. Yain b'makom shehu matzoi v'adai yivarech alav afilu b'yom. Then the Taz says, b'makom b'kom b'medina teinu. The poor Taz lived in the 17th century. The poor Taz lived through the Khmelnytsky massacres, I think. Him and the Shach. Shach was almost killed. V'medina teinu shayayin b'yoker v'rof shtiyata medinahu mishar mashkin. Lo nagu afilu hagdolim lehader achayayin b'yom. Shakidush shelo hu rak midarom. Ananuchu le'alma v'sumchim atzmom al divrei ha'mikilin b'zeh. It says the Taz, where we live, it's very, very expensive. Unlike the Magen Avraham, most people don't buy wine for Kiddush and they use the substitutes, right? What does he say about that? He says it's only derabanan, but somchim atzman al divrei ha'mikilin b'zeh. How would you say that in English? They're somech on themselves with the kulas. Namely, he doesn't like it. So we're living in a place where wine is not that expensive, afuch. Wine is less expensive than whiskey. For sure, even the Taz, who's a little more liberal than the Magen Avraham, who says if it's very expensive, epis ha-melam mitzchut. Even I, in Israel, where it's not as expensive, afuch, wine is less expensive, you'd have to use wine. Okay? That's the halacha and Shulchan Aruch with the Nosei Kelim. Comes along the Magen Avraham and brings up the following. When can you use whiskey if most people drink whiskey every day? In other words, they don't drink whiskey pambe. They drink whiskey more than they drink wine. So comes along the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner. A Shevet HaLevi, a very great gadol. The Shevet HaLevi says something amazing. The Shevet HaLevi, by the way, is already, I believe, in the better world. I always get it mixed up, but I'm pretty sure this is a Hungarian gadol. He was with my Rosh Yeshiva Rav Amital in the camps in the Shoah. The Shevet HaLevi is quoted as saying like this. Hinei kvodon itkasha b'minhag alam shemekatshim baboker arshal mashkin. He doesn't understand. I learned Shulchan Aruch. It says wine unless you don't have wine. Right? It's expensive. We have wine. And it's not expensive. And it's matzui. How do people still epis a hiddur to use whiskey? And the Shevet HaLevi, coming from the Hungarian world, tries to melam itzchut. What's his limutzchut? We're not going to go through it all inside. But he basically says as follows. Once upon a time they drank wine like we drink soda at a meal. Now they don't do that anymore. Today, wine is like a very big delicacy. You give it special occasions. So he says, in our day and age, nishtanu atvayim, that even when wine is available, we don't drink it all the time. Therefore, wine is on the same level as whiskey. Namely, it's drunk at special occasions. Because it's on the same level as whiskey, you can use whiskey or wine. Take your pick. Based on this Magen Avraham that most people drink yash every day. Basically, there's no difference today between the amount of time people spend drinking wine versus the amount of time people spend drinking whiskey. It's equal. Because it's equal, says the Shevet HaLevi, Epis HaLimud Zchut, today, in this day and age, the Shulchan Aruch is not applicable, because the Shulchan Aruch is talking of a time where wine was served at every meal, and whiskey pambe. Today, wine is not served at every meal, we drink it only on Shabbos. So it's on the same level as whiskey. That's his Limud Zchut. But, again, if you look at Pshat Shulchan Aruch with Nosei Kelim, wine is what you use unless you don't have it. The third issue that we have to bring up, and the final issue is, well, if you're already going to use whiskey, you're so mechan Rav Moshe that it's considered Chemar Medina. and you say the Shevet HaLevi makes sense, I'm going to somech on him, that halacha in Shulchan Aruch is no longer applicable. Great. Now comes the big question. How much should be in your cup and how much should you drink? So we know by wine, you have to have a revius in your cup, about 86 cubic centimeters. 84 cubic centimeters has to be in the cup. We know that we have to drink for Kiddush, rov revi'it, a cheekful, which is 44 cubic centimeters. Rov revi'it. Okay?
A revi'it is melolugmav? No.
No. A revi'it is much more. Rov revi'it is melolugmav. Okay? That's the halacha with regard to Kiddush. Now, what happens with regard to other things? Now, that halacha is not just with regard to Kiddush, it's with regard to other things, and namely bracha achrona. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Brachos that if you drink less than a revius of wine, right, mevarech tchila, ulacharav inom mevarech pal, and afterwards you don't make a bracha achrona. So the best thing to do if you want to make a bracha achrona on wine is to definitely drink a revius, because then for sure you have to make a bracha achrona. If you drink less than a revius, as you can see here, it's the Shulchan Aruch paskins you shouldn't make a bracha achrona. Others disagree, and therefore havdalah, where we don't have a berkat amazon, we advise people to drink a full revius, which is more than a cheekful, because this way they can make a bracha achrona. But by Friday night and by Shabbos morning, where you're going to eat a meal afterwards and make a bracha achrona anyway, you don't need to drink such a big shear. Rov revius is good enough. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, what happens something that's smaller? Gargil shir anaf, one grape. Yevachim alav achav yishem bo kezayit. You don't need to have a kezayit of a grape to make a bracha achrona, because the grape is a grape. That's the way it grows. It grows smaller than a kezayit. Its natural way, bria, natural way it's grown, is less than a kezayit. Lekach nachon nizayash, alo lecho pachot mikezayit, but it's a good idea not to. So as we can see here in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch basically is very, very, very subjective to each and every food. By wine, it's a revius. By a grape, it's less. Right? Very subjective. Now, we have something that's in between the wine and the grape. The grape is a food. The wine is a beverage. We have our whiskey. Comes along the Magen Avraham and says, with due respect, I can understand people that come and say, well, with whiskey, you take a little shot glass, you drink a little schluck, you're already on the highest degree of intoxication that you'd be if you drink your rov revi'it, even though you only drank a little bit. So one little shot glass of whiskey is equal to a full cup of wine. Therefore, Magen Avraham says, because people are savea, quote-unquote, they're satisfied when they drink even less than a revius, perhaps we don't need a shear with whiskey. But the Magen Avraham, being a very conservative Jew with a small c, I repeat, Gedaliah, small c, says, afilu hacha ba'inan keshiur delochekil chachamim b'shiurin. That's known in halacha as our famous lo pluk. We don't make this differentiations between things. It's a revius by wine, it's a revius by every beverage. Finished. You need a revius in your cup, and you need to drink a rov revi'it. Now that's a ganz cup, and that's a lot of whiskey to drink. Mishnah Berurah comes along and says, this yayin saruf that we have, Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, following the Magen Avraham, says, do respect, you want to drink your whiskey, go right ahead, you need to have a big cup, and you need to drink a rov revi'it just like wine. Whoever does that is probably going to be very high or very sick. The Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the former chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, basically says that Shar, except for this Taz that we're about to learn, that the Prima Gadim brings, Shar Achronim De'en Levarech Al Yash Pachot Min Revi'it. Shabbos morning, you don't use less than a revi'it. So basically, if you're going to follow these deos of the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Shar Achronim, bottom line is, you're not going to use whiskey because it's too much whiskey. Unless you don't want to have a Shabbos meal with your family, or you're going to be so high that you're going to say things embarrassing, you're not using your whiskey at the Shabbos, on Shabbos morning for Kiddush. You'll use it at the Kiddush if they allow alcohol in your shul, but you shouldn't make Kiddush on it because you need a shear. And you better know what you're doing. And you have to be very well off. So what do people do when they take a little shot glass? They say, and they drink. So the shakol ne'evidvaro we already addressed. But let's assume the bracha shahakol. They don't have a revius in that cup, and they're not drinking a rov revius. So what are they somech on? They're somech on the Taz. Comes along the Taz. Our famous Taz that was a little more liberal with the wine being there. Remember, he said that if it's too expensive, most people don't buy it. Comes the Taz and says, Nirali, First the page before Regalia. Nirali, the yain sarav shem medinatenu eino bichlal ze. The bezeh yivshal ishtot revi'i taluk. Yain sarav, which is like our whiskey, you can't drink a revi'is from. Everyone goes ballistic if they drink a revi'is. And he says, it's just like your grape. That every drink in halacha has a different shear of being satisfied. So by wine it's revi'is and rov revi'is, and by whiskey it's less. And therefore he ends by saying that the word visavata, ve'achalta visavata uverachta, you have to be satisfied and then you bench, by each and everything is different. And he says that ultimately, by whiskey, it's less, just like by we saw by our grape. And then he brings two other sugiyas and shas where the same thing happens. That with regard to wine, back in the times of the Gemara, it was so strong they had to put in water. So he says, even though you put in a lot of water, it was considered a shear. How come it's considered a shear of wine if you have water in there? Because that's the way people drank it. And they were satisfied this way because it's such a strong wine with a little water. They were satisfied. So each thing is subjective. The Har Tzvi brings the famous Taz, of course. And he adds a Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer brings a Tosfos at the end of Yuma with regard to eating on Yom Kippur. And there too he says the following words. Shma Mina from this Tosfos. The Chol Achila Sha'adam Saveya Miyotah Achila Al Yedei Shemit Barech Bemeyav. So says the Chasam Sofer, the word kezayit that we were all taught in kindergarten, achila is kezayit, by matzah is kezayit, 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 kezayit. That's true with most food, but there's certain foods that you become satisfied without a kezayit. And therefore he says that the famous word, yetei yedechova kemo bekezayit. It's like a kezayit even though it's not a kezayit. Thus, says the Chasam Sofer, basically each food can be subjective. And thus he says, Im kein biyash, zeh shiur shalem l'chol adam, af shu pachod merivit, shaper yesh lomar, dekemo da'azlin l'inyan bracha achrona kemo shanoheg berov b'nei adam, kem l'gabei kiddush chashiva kemo revit mamash. Most people drink a shot glass of whiskey. That's considered for them the sviya, the satisfied category, or the satisfied level by whiskey. Thus, that's the way it is. By wine, it's more. By soda, you could say more or less. Each thing you have to judge. The famous person that was Melamed Zchut on this issue of the little shot glass is the Maharsham. The Maharsham comes and said, and he brings, of course, all the Hasidic masters. Listen to this. Eid lefanai tamid chacham saken shehu batzmo b'ma'amad b'fnei ha-ga'on ha-kadosh av based in ha-kadosh from Rupchitz, the famous Rupchitz Rebbe. He made his students make kiddush in the morning on whiskey. And a little shot glass, because that's the way people drink it. I love this part. There's wine on the table. So I'm sure his students were thinking of the Shulchan Aruch. Makom she'en yain matzoi. Here's the wine. Says the holy Rav Shitz Rebbe. He wanted to show, no, this is the way to go, you have to drink whiskey. And then he brings the Kaminika Rebbe and this Rebbe, and he says, all based on our Taz, small cup, and you can use whiskey, lichat chila. So therefore, he says, b'shtiyat yash nitpashed ma'od, v'havik chemar medina lishtot kimat b'chnei kol suda sluchit kana, v'kaseh lishtot b'chnei chavifuto, v'chin shiro gam l'inyan kiddush b'chach. I'm not going to get into the halachic issue of why did he use whiskey when there was wine on the table.
Right.
That I just can't understand. I just can't understand unless you take the Magen Avraham and the Shevet Halevi we saw before, that they're equal. Not that expensive. That today they're equal because we drink wine as often as we drink whiskey. But if you don't take that point of view, which is a very mechudish...
Yeah, but they're equal. There's no reason to say one over the other.
Right.
Like, chayav to do one over the other.
So therefore he said, right, that's already taking a step further. It's chayav to use yash more. But what I was interesting to me was that he said you can definitely use the shir katan based on the tas. So basically, to sum up the shir, in my opinion, there's three good reasons why not to use whiskey for your kiddush on Shabbos morning. The first reason is maybe it's not chaymar medina. Omnam, deot yachid. But when a chassidishagon agrees with a litvak, that scares me. Number two. Even if it is chemar medina according to Rav Poskim, the halacha on the Shulchan Aruch is very clear. You only use chemar medina when you don't have wine. And we have wine today. And it's not expensive, and it's matzui, and it's much easier to get than whiskey. And number three, if you decide, no, I'm going to use my whiskey, because the Shevet HaLevi and the Magen Avraham are white. Today they're equal. So they're equal, you can use this or that. So I'm going to use my whiskey. How much are you supposed to put in the cup? It seems very clear from most of the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah. The Har Tzvi says, Kol Achronim except for this Tas. All say, you need like wine, you need a Revius in the cup, you need to drink a Rov Revius. Only the Taz said it's subjective, and I brought two other points of view, a Chasam Sofer that was Medayek from a Tosfos in Yuma, and you have the Maharsham that says, Lechatchila Shebe Lechatchila. But, if you already are going to use whiskey, because you feel it's Chemar Medina, and you feel it's equal, and you don't need to worry about wine being in your cupboard, seems that you need to have a big shear. Only the Taz says you don't need to. So, what do people somech on if they use whiskey? First of all, they somech that it's Chemar Medina. Secondly, they say the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is at their time when indeed people drank wine at every meal and not whiskey. If you go to Italy today, that's what happens. I was in Italy from Thursday through Saturday night. Sunday lunch, which is the end of the convention, people already left. There were five people left, a small little lunch before we left, sort of a bagged lunch, two kinds of wine on the table. Italy, they don't play around. White wine, red wine, on the table, every meal. So in Italy today, you would understand where they lived in times of Shulchan Aruch. They had wine at every meal. So if you're going to take whiskey, that's a strange thing. Today, we drink as much whiskey as we drink wine, quote-unquote. In other words, if we didn't have a halach of Kiddush and Shabbos, we Jews probably wouldn't drink too much at all. And if we drink, we drink wine. So therefore, says the Magen Avraham and this Shevet HaLevi, basically wine and whiskey today are equal. Unlike in the time of the Shulchan Aruch. So that's what they're somechan. They say it's Chemar Medina, and they say that it's equal. And the third thing they're somechan is, the Taz, that you don't need a share of Revi. Those are the three things you're somechan. So basically, if people ask me, should you use whiskey for Shabbos morning Kiddush, my answer is, not a good idea. But if someone has a minug in his mishpacha to use it, then I always tell them you have three things to somechan. A, it's Chemar Medina. B, it's equal to wine today. And C, you don't need a share. And all those things have their validity, not in some favofena source, but look, right on the page of Shulchan Aruch, you have a Taz and you have a Magen Avraham. It's on the page. And this, I have to admit, taught me something very important in life. I don't mind drinking whiskey. I ultimately like drinking whiskey on a Shabbos morning. A little cup of whiskey helps the Shabbos meal, but I never make Kiddush on it because of the reasons I said this evening. However, what I learned, after going through the sugya, I learned something important, and that is not to mezalzel in minhagim of Am Yisrael. If Am Yisrael has a minhag of some sort, there's probably validity somewhere. We have to look for it, and we will probably find it. I stopped mezalzel in minhagim. I know many of people that went to yeshiva high schools here in Israel. Back in the day when yeshiva high schools thought that the houses are not religious enough, and therefore they're going to make them religious. We're talking about the 60s into the 70s, mm-hmm. even into the 80s to an extent. And basically, in high school, you were taught that everything you're doing at home is wrong. The way you're washing dishes is wrong on Shabbos. And the way you're putting out the dishes is borer. And if your father made Kiddush on whiskey, he's wrong. And kids were coming home and telling their parents they're wrong. So, kibud avaim out the window. That halacha, yirat avaim out the window. That apparently they didn't teach them. But, and indeed, it's against halacha to tell your father you're wrong. But more importantly, the Rambam were wrong. Yes, the Chatchila, I wouldn't suggest using whiskey. But to say it has no validity, it comes from nowhere? On the page in Shulchan Aruch, you see it. You don't like it? You think it's a little kvetched? Fine. But the Magen Avraham says that wine perhaps is equal to Shar Mashkin. And Ataz says you don't need a shear, and you're going to say, shtuyot? I wouldn't go that far. I believe the Minhagim of Am Yisrael have to be checked out definitively and properly, and if you come to the conclusion that they have no validity, fine, don't do it. But I'd be very careful before you say that. And don't just throw out, they're wrong. I use wine Shabbos morning for Kiddush, I don't somech on whiskey for the reasons I said this evening, but if I see someone using whiskey, I say amen, and I usually do not necessarily make Kiddush again. Because as we saw, there is validity to Minhagim of Am Yisrael. We should be very, very careful not to mezalzel in Minhagim. Yerushalmi uses the Lashon Minhag Oker Halacha. The Bavli is a little more liberal. They are conservative with a small c. And the Bavli says in certain places, when you don't know the Halacha, you do by the Minhag of Am Yisrael. Puk chazi ma'amadavar. Let's see what the Jewish people are doing. And then you'll know what the Halacha is. I'd be very careful to mezalzel in Minhagim.